Crow's Nest, written by Nikki Mottram and read by Caroline Lee. Dana headed north along the highway, her half-packed suitcase on the seat beside her. She passed prickly pear and creek beds, barbed wire fences and desiccated trees. A flock of crows flew overhead in the late afternoon sky, and as soon as she spotted them, a lone dropping hit the bonnet of her Mercedes. The car had been a gift from her husband, as was the ring on her finger, but as she gazed at the leather interior, the Art Deco diamond, she wondered if she'd ever care about any of it again. She was still jittery from the fight they'd had before she left Castle Crag. He'd acted outrageously at his 50th, let himself be dragged into their bedroom by that woman, the door slamming shut behind them. Hugh had sworn nothing happened, but Dana knew he liked her. Melinda, with the hard jaw and hooded eyes. The kangaroo leapt from the side of the road and the windscreen shattered. She hit the brakes, a moan escaping her lips as the car fishtailed and skidded along the shoulder of the road before slamming to a stop against a tree. The radiator hissed and her heart hammered. She unbuckled her seatbelt and staggered from the car, observing the damage to the bonnet. The kangaroo was lying about 5 metres behind her, its head flung back and a pool of blood at its mouth. Its neck looked broken, but she edged along the road to see if it was alive. A familiar feeling of dread filled her chest as she took in the kangaroo's delicate forelimbs and velvety ears. Its helpless eyes were like Oscar's. That cold morning when she found him in his cot, chilled and blue, the vomit on his jumpsuit like an oil slick. She knew she should check for a Joey, but the idea was repulsive. A nightmare of images flashed through her brain. A deformed fetus, an injured youngster, having to snap its neck in a mercy killing. She paused, trying to build the courage to look. What would she do if it lived? Bundle it in her suit jacket and take it to Toowoomba? She pushed up her sleeves and shook her head. Get on with it, girl. The fur around the pouch was surprisingly soft. She opened the flap and was relieved to find the moist pink cavity empty. She sank to her knees, tears stinging her eyes, the sky above her a heartbreaking display of fading pinks and blues. Beyond the endless telephone lines and a solitary windmill, the horizon shimmered. She pulled herself up and returned to the car. With shaking hands, she leant forward and flicked on the hazard lights, then reached into her handbag for her Nokia. No reception. Her chest tightened as panic set in. She stumbled up a nearby service road in her platform sandals and checked her phone. Nothing. She made a turn into a dusty paddock, hoping for a better signal. Yanking the wedges from her feet, she staggered forward another 50 metres and almost wept when two bars appeared. She started calling her insurance.